Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's another episode of Boomer versus Zoomer on PXY Mornings. This is the game where intern Hannah or intern Jackie and myself will go head-to-head to see who knows more about one another's generation. Jackie and Hannah are both Gen Z. I myself am a millennial, probably the best generation to walk the length of the planet, but Breezy is the host of Boomer versus Zoomer. And a good one at that. So she's going to be keeping score for today's round. We should probably go over to intern Jackie and introduce her. Welcome to the show, Jackie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. you should tell everyone who you are because nobody knows you.
Yeah, where do you go to school? Tell us about yourself.
I know, I'm a mystery. I go to SUNY Geneseo. I'm 19 years old. And technically, I'm a junior there.
Technically.
What? At 19?
Yeah, I just took so many college classes in high
school. She's just so smart.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, let's get this game started, shall we? Jackie, thanks for joining us this morning. Breezy, you're going to keep track of the score, right?
Yes, I am. So, and I will be asking the questions as well.
Hannah did win yesterday, so it's only fair we go ahead and pass this one over to Jackie today, so you go ahead and start.
Okay. Jackie, I will be asking you a series of questions that mostly millennials will know. Moose, I will be asking you a series of questions that mostly Gen Z people know. So if you, on the off chance, do not know the answer to said question, you have the opportunity to have it stolen by your opponent. Let's get into it.
All right, question one.
Jackie, first question, can you name all six characters in the TV show Friends?
Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, Phoebe.
Period.
Nice job. One on the board for...
I would definitely not be able to do that.
Girl Jackie.
All right. Moose. What words does Post Malone have tattooed underneath his eyes? You're a big Post fan.
I mean, not enough to, like, pay attention to that.
Well, it's iconic. It's part of his brand.
Both eyes, right?
Yeah, well, one under each eye, yeah.
Beer bong and Bentleys?
No. Come on, Jackie, you know this.
No, I don't.
I don't know what it says under his eyes.
Come on. Honestly, we play this guy every single morning. Take a stab at it.
Post Malone.
The correct answer is always tired, so you both got that wrong.
All right, let's move on.
And we're back to Jackie. Jackie, who sang the song with the famous line, "I like big butts and I cannot lie"? Who sang that song? It's iconic.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know the artist.
Moose? Ugh.
What?
Do you know the answer?
You're going to take a stab at it or no?
Will I Am.
Will I Am. Moose, would you like to steal?
I think I will. It was between two artists, but if I'm thinking of the right one, I want to say Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot is correct. One for one. You guys are all tied up.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. I feel good about today's round.
Moose, what does the term dank mean?
Oh, dank?
Dank.
When something smells absolutely horrific?
That is simply not true.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I feel like it's kind of just like nasty to you.
Are you guys good? He literally
That's pretty much
just
what I
said.
Just said.
I don't, dude. I'm going on an hour of sleep right now. I
okay,
don't know.
We should sleep before our internship. It's actually the opposite. It's really good. You know, when people are like, "This is dank weed."
No, I don't know.
I actually genuinely, I don't think I've ever heard that.
All right, well, you guys are uncultured. Okay, wow, yeah, this is not going as planned. All right.
What's the score? Why don't you?
It's 1-1 right now.
All right, let's keep it at.
There's no points being added to the board whatsoever.
I'm embarrassed.
Jackie,
yeah.
What is the name of Celine Dion's 4-time Grammy-winning song that was featured in the movie Titanic?
My Heart Will Go On.
That is very true. Thank
nice
you.
Nice job.
Thank
two
you,
on the board.
You.
Redemption era.
Literally floundering. Okay, Moose, this is actually great. What are the birth years typically assigned to Generation Z, a.k.a. Zoomers? What years were they born in?
I'm going to say... Gen Z comes after millennial, correct?
Yep.
85?
What? What? 85 what?
What? 1985.
I'm a millennial.
Right, but that's the cutoff is 84. So after 84...
I was not born in the 80s, my guy.
Oh, that's right.
Right. What? What?
Wait a second. Breezy, 1995.
You think that's the cutoff?
Yeah, yeah.
Simply not true. It's 1997 to 2012.
97?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To 2012. So when were you born?
2005.
Okay, you just made it. You just made it. All right, well, everything's going swimmingly. All right, we'll give it one more go for each of us. Jackie. Tom Hanks wasn't paid for which role in one of his iconic films? What film was he not paid for? I would actually argue his most iconic film.
Forrest Gump.
He was not paid. Ding. No, she got that right.
All right, whatever.
She got that right. Okay. And we'll go for the zinger for this last one. Perfect.
I would have said Castaway, to be quite honest
really?
With you. Yeah.
I don't know why he wasn't paid for that. Moose, what is it called when you successfully send Snapchats back and forth with one person for multiple days in a row?
Fire streak? Hot streak?
It's a snap streak, but I'm going to give that to you because
all right, I'll
that's
take
the emoji.
I don't know.
All right, well.
Did I win?
No. You got two, Jackie got three.
Oh, really? Congratulations.
Wow, guys. You
that was
really,
so bad.
Yeah, that was really bad. I think we'll cancel the game.
I don't think it was really bad at all. We still got some right, we got some wrong, and that's how a game works. I don't think there's anything to... Are you ashamed?
Yeah.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY. 98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the 2011 film The Ides of March, starring Ryan Gosling, George Clooney, and of course Rochester's own Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with it being election time, this film just made sense.
It hit too close to home, if I'm being honest.
Before Breezy breaks down the film for us in her review, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie yesterday on Booster Piece Theater. What's going on?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was working on the campaign in Iowa, and there was a party, oh my God, in one of the rooms. And I took the governor a hard copy of the polling numbers.
After the party?
Around midnight. I just say, in the doorway, talking. There's a typo.
Stood. Yay.
Stay?
Stood? I stood in the doorway. Sure. Hold on, the music ran out.
Really?
All right, wheels are falling off.
I just stay. I just stood in the doorway, talking to him for a while. And then he just reached behind me and I closed the door.
How many times?
Just once, Stephen, I swear.
Then why is he calling you?
Because I didn't know where else to go. And I needed $900.
For what?
Because I'm pregnant, okay? I'm Catholic and I can't go to my dad. Don't you get it, Stephen? I'm pregnant! Oh my God. Oh my God. What have I done? What have I done?
God, I mean, you get an A for just being over the top like you always are.
And rolling with the punches, you know what I mean?
Extremely dramatic.
Just so good.
If you haven't seen the film, here's the breakdown. As Ohio's Democratic primary nears, charming Governor Mike Morris, played by George Clooney, seems a shoo-in for the nomination over his opponent. Morris Press Secretary Stephen Myers, played by Ryan Gosling, believes in his candidate's integrity in the Democratic process. But Myers meeting Pullman's campaign manager and a young intern, played by Evan Rachel Wood, set in motion events that threaten Morris's election chances. It always comes down to that one governor and the intern. Yikes. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 84%. I thought it was a great movie, but it's your review. Go ahead.
I'm just shocked a girl's name is Evan, but these things happen.
Did this movie hold up, Breezy?
It was very, very timely for where we are right now. I felt like I was living my everyday life, to be honest.
Did this film give you anxiety?
Of course.
Yeah.
It just spiked it up even higher than it already was. So thanks for that. Not you diminishing my mental health. Can I say one thing? Ryan Gosling is one of those actors, and I feel like we can talk about this at some point, one of those actors who just, in my opinion, never ages.
Well,
A Place Beyond the Pines, yeah, it maybe looks a little grungier than normal, but like, kind of stays stagnant for me.
Breeze, you don't understand, though. When it comes to all the makeup and the lighting and then post-production and the color contrast they use and the filters and all that, they look a little bit different off camera. So, yeah, they do age, but would I like to look like him? Sure.
But also, not to get too far away, I just watched Anna Kendrick's new movie. She also is one of those people that looks the same in every movie.
Yeah.
She doesn't age. I'm not sure what's going on. George Clooney, let's talk about him for a second in this film.
The salt and pepper.
Literally, first of all, played the role so well because there was no disbelief that he wasn't a governor of some sort. He looked the part. He played the part. He was the part. First of all, he directed this movie, screenplay, also was involved in, produced.
Yep.
He had his hands in all of the pots when it came to this movie, especially acting in it.
I mean, he's one of those, he's the triple threat in Hollywood.
Right.
If you can write, direct, and act, and do all three very well, like George Clooney, you're set. You're set. Hollywood loves you.
Obsessed. Also, the scene with the phone call that we act.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It out,
yeah.
Crushed.
Okay, who crushed?
Me. Obviously.
Did you have a favorite character in the film? Was it George Clooney?
No, it was actually Philip Seymour Hoffman. Just
I would
because,
agree.
RIP. And my favorite scene in the movie was when he was giving the speech about loyalty to Ryan Gosling's character.
Yeah.
About he wanted to leak the information.
It's,
and all
it's
that
a
stuff.
Great scene. Philip Seymour Hoffman was one of those method actors that can play anything and anyone, and it was always so believable. He's so missed in the industry and just as a person. Did you have
honestly gone too soon?
100%. Did you least favorite scene in the film?
You know, the whole suicide note of it all was a lot.
Yeah.
That was definitely a lot. We talk about that all the time.
If you guys are just joining us right now and tuning in, we're doing Breezy's big movie review. Last night, she watched The Ides of March, starring Ryan Gosling, George Clooney, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and of course, the very lovely Evan Rachel Wood.
There was nothing about this movie that was not believeable.
That's one of those films I love about it. Right. I mean, that's well, the, you know, Human Centipede is also one of those films.
Right.
Did you have a best throwback moment? I mean, it is 2011, the film, so I don't know how many you caught.
Yeah, it wasn't that throwbacky. I mean,
probably the men's ties.
Right. I mean, who still wears a tie? I don't know.
Well, no, it's just that the skinny ties are in now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All right, Breezy, out of 5 popcorn buckets.
Good movie. Definitely good movie. Definitely ramped up the anxiety tenfold. But I'm giving it, out of 5 popcorn buckets, a 4.2.
I would have gone with 4.5, but that's your review.
Crushed it. So. Absolutely crushed it. And
but I'm
really
glad-
just got me in the election spirit.
Overall, I'm glad you enjoyed the movie, but I'll ask you like I ask you every week, what's the one thing you learned from the film that you're able to take away from?
Every single person in office is a crook.
Wonderful. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Today being election day, I know yesterday on the show we had the chance to talk about election anxiety and how some people have been feeling towards this election. And I've never been a person where I enjoyed talking politics. Maybe as I've gotten a little older, that's changed because it affects all of us.
Right.
But out of all the days, today is especially the day where you really have a voice. And it's important how you choose to use it. Because ultimately, we're all in this together. And your vote can affect all of us. And we got this text from Stacy yesterday, who's on hold with us right now, who explain to us how she votes. And I was like, well, this is very interesting.
Right.
Let's get over to our girl, Stacy, who has a few things she wants to share with us when it comes to voting in the election today. Hi, good morning, Stacy.
What up, Stace?
So I messaged you guys yesterday when you guys were talking about election anxiety, because like, I feel like so many of my friends, including myself, like have no idea who just all these governors and like county elected officials even are.
Well, we kind of said that yesterday too. I mean, like there are so many signs and ads running right now for people, and Moose was like, I don't even know who this is. I'm like, Ed's on the screen right now. I don't know who Ed is. Ed White.
Well, it's overwhelming because there's so much research you have to do, right? Mm-hmm. That's your responsibility.
Exactly. It's just like you can't possibly expect people to know what all of, you know, what they stand for and what their policies are. It's just there's so many of them.
Oh, some do. Yeah. A lot of people know exactly who does what and what their policies are.
She goes, it's impossible.
I think it's impossible. And like my friends and I, like, we really only went to vote for Kamala Harris, but then like, you know, we're like actually at the polls and they're just asking you to vote for all these people that I've never heard of. And so like, you know, we all just like agreed. We all just like vote for like whatever name we like the best. And like,
yeah, that's,
I mean,
that's scary for a lot of people to hear right now, I'm sure.
No, that's definitely jarring.
I mean, I don't think it matters. I mean, like, I think the main goal is to vote for the right president. And like, I don't know how concerned we need to be about like Rochester and like what's happening in like the town of Brighton. You know what I mean?
No, it is definitely important. It's concerning. You're making those decisions for a majority of people.
Right.
And you basically went in there.
They don't know who they're voting for either. Like, I feel like there's no way you can convince, like, do you know who every single person
well Stacey
on that ballot is?
I understand what you're saying. I know it's tough. There's a lot of people that do, yeah, heads or tails. However, you went in there yesterday and basically you just chose whatever name sounds best to you on the ballot.
I mean, are you telling me you know who they all are and what they all do?
Like, well, I try to do to the best of my ability before I go in there. I always try to do research and make sure I know who stands for what.
Right.
Because at the end of the day,
for the best of his ability, obviously.
Yeah. Are there some people where I didn't know what their stance was? Yes, 100%. So then it's up to you. Am I going to vote right or am I going to vote left on this?
Right.
But if you're going in there to vote, you have a responsibility to know who does what.
I mean, I just like choose like, you know, the name that sounds like the most attractive.
You said
like
that, most, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't keep repeating that.
you said that. I know.
But I feel like I'm not the only one. And like, I don't know anything about the Senate. Like, you know, like, and I feel like a lot of people don't. And like, I voted for like the Cooney guy because I couldn't pronounce the other's name. And it's just like, you know, like, but I feel like that's what happens a lot. And that's why, hold on, let me say, I feel that is why politicians like have names like, oh, that makes sense. Like, yeah, you sound like a senator. You know what I mean? I can promise you.
You like, are you saying they have a stage name?
I think so. Like, or like, this is your politics name. Like, and I can just say, like, I promise you, I'm not the only person who votes this way.
I know. And you know what? You're probably right. And that's what's so scary is that people like you are going in there. And most likely could be determining who's going to be up for our president, our county officials,
our judges,
whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Because you decide I'm going to do heads or tails. I mean, how many people, though, have done or are willing to admit, yeah, I get where Stacey's coming from.
552-5299-800. I'm not saying that that's not the case. And I do think there's a lot more people out there like you, Stacey. Although we don't love that, for sure. And I can't sit here and be like, yeah, I know every policy of every person on that ballot. Like, I definitely don't.
Because, like, I mean, they're random. And, like, they don't even have money for commercials. So it's like, how are we supposed to know what they, you know, like, first of all, like, you have a weird name. Like, you couldn't, you don't, and, like, and second of all, like, you don't have money for commercials. So, like, weird name plus I haven't seen you on commercials. Like, honestly, why should I vote for you?
Right.
Okay. Well, that was scary, but thank you so much for calling in, Stacey.
Thank you. I mean, I like listen, like, I think a lot of your listeners probably feel the way that I feel. That's why I wanted to say it, because, like...
Yeah, no, I know. I got your text yesterday when you
texted. She's like,
there,
I said it.
About, I don't know. I don't think it's the way to go, but like I said, we all have a responsibility to know what we're doing when we actually go in there and vote.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for calling up this morning. Appreciate it. Let's get to some text. Bye, Stacey. Stacey?
Bye.
Okay,
yeah,
have a good
bye.
Day.
Okay, you too.
Oh, my God. What is going on? All right, let's get to some of your text messages here really quick. I'm...
She was on a 10-second delay. I don't know if that was phone or brain, but either way, Stacey was here with us. And there's a lot of people that probably do relate to her, unfortunately.
Yeah, possibly. It blows my mind that there are 30-something-year-old women doing a Valley Girl voice in upstate New York. I never really understood that. Calls are coming in. Hi, PXY. Who's this?
Rachel.
Hi. Good morning, Rachel. What's your thoughts this morning?
Honestly, like, just turning that on, I was so appalled and upset at what she was saying. Like, it's
a lot of people.
Like, not only being a woman, but also a Democrat, like, her saying that in the Valley Girl voice and kind of just shooting down everything we're trying to do, like, she just sounded ridiculous. Like, I know everyone has the right to vote, but, like, that other girl was saying, you have a responsibility to know what you're doing with that vote.
Right.
Right, correct.
Sometimes it does come down to a couple of votes. And I'm a woman in my 30s. I have three children. Mm-hmm. All of which are girls. So, like, to me, this election is extremely important.
Yeah. Right. And there's a lot weighing on this election.
Yeah, there's a ton weighing on it. And the fact that she's saying that we don't need to be concerned locally as well is ridiculous.
This is like, I know,
that's actually the biggest thing that has an impact on us as of right now.
If you could see the look on Breezy and I's face behind the scenes while she was talking, there was a lot of eye rolling and just shaking our heads in complete shock.
Right.
Because
it makes me wonder if she even turned the ballot over where it had like the prop one.
No, probably not. Probably not.
Plus the fact that she's like basing it off of names, like this is not, I don't know. Like it just reminds me of like people who watch Survivor and they're like, oh, I like him. He's super cute. Like, no.
Just shooting from the hip.
Yeah. Like at the very least, I feel, because I, like the first time I voted, I did go in there and I like did not know all the candidates and I was like, oh my God, what do I do? And I kind of panicked.
Right. Yeah.
But then I thought about it for a minute. And I'm like, okay, at the very least, like I'm going to vote within my party because these people are going to support my core values.
Right.
Right. Then that's really what it comes down to. But you should know enough if you're going in there to vote to be able to do just that at the very least. Mm-hmm. And there are people
at the very least.
At the very least. And there's people, Rachel, like Stacey, that just called in. If you think she's the only person doing it, oh my Lord. That's a huge wake up call because there are thousands of people that could potentially going to the polls today on election day and doing exactly what she just did. Mm-hmm. How scary is that? For you,
it's
your
terrifying.
Three daughters? You know what I'm saying?
It's so terrifying. Like I literally just left voting. Just left it 2 minutes ago, and I was dropping my oldest off at school when we were listening to this, and I was like, oh, my God.
Like, don't listen to anything she's saying.
Yeah, my daughter's, she's 15, and she's looking at me with, like, the stink eye, like, oh, my God, like, what is wrong with her?
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, no, you don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. And she was asking me, she's like, well, what do you do if you don't know the person? And I'm like, well, then you vote within your party. You try to make the best informed decision that you can.
See, at least this opened up a conversation between you and your daughter. So I'm happy about that's the silver lining with Stacey's call.
Right.
Rachel, thank you so much for voting this morning, listening to the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You guys have a good one.
You too.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.